Hello, everyone. And today I want to do something completely different. I've been meaning to kind of get away from my normal content, and I just need a break. I need to do something different to kind of shake things up. So I'm going to show you some of my hobby painting stuff. I have some tricks and tips that I haven't seen anyone talk about, especially because I'm very cheap. I try to find the cheapest way to achieve a good result, and I've come up with some hacks, some tips that I haven't heard anyone else talk about. So I think we can all benefit from this. And if you're in the hobby, if you like to paint miniatures or do any kind of TTRPG, then I think you might benefit from this. So what I'm going to show you today, well, I'm going to give you some general money-saving tips, and then I'm going to show you how I make speed paints. So first tip is this fidget popper. I got this at Walmart for $1.50, and this makes an excellent palette. Because, sure, the things are like rubber, you can pop these out, but what's really important about this is all these wells are different sizes. So if I need to, you know, mix up a big batch of thin paint or speed paint or something like that, I can use one of the bigger wells. And when I'm only going to paint one or two miniatures, I can use one of these smaller wells. This costs $1.50. You just go into the toy section at Walmart, find like the cheap toy section where they sell like whoopee cushions and slinkies, and you'll see this is hanging up there with the other fidget toys for $1.50. A regular plastic palette that has universal wells is like $4. So this costs less than a normal palette. And if you let the paint dry in the fidget popper, you can just pop the bubble and you can just pull the dried paint out. So now this stick, this used to be part of a bamboo skewer. I use this to mix my paints when I'm thinning them down, and I'll show you how to do that. And I just let this little thing, you know, build up on the end. But this is literally just a stick from a kebab stick that I just use to mix up my paints. So don't worry about this. As far as paint brushes go, I'm going to be using this makeup brush. I got a whole set of makeup brushes for $5 from Amazon. There's nothing to write home about, but they get the job done. I need a nice thick brush for the wash, so that's why I'm using this makeup brush. As far as my detail brushes go, so this is a craft brush. You can get these at Walmart, 30 of them for $1.50. And I don't mean $1.50, you know, in 2019 before the inflation. I mean $1.50 today. If you go to Walmart, go into the kind of arts and crafts section, you'll see a 30 pack of these brushes for $1.50. Now, you might be thinking, but this brush, it's, you know, the bristles are too long, it's cheap, it's crappy. How are you going to paint miniatures with these brushes? Well, you can take your hobby snips and you could turn these into whatever brush you want. So I just have three examples here. So this one, I cut it short, and this is like a good dry brushing brush. It's flat. It's round, it's short, it's good for bringing out those details. And then here, I basically cut almost all the bristles off, and this is for details. So this brush right here only has two bristles. This one has about, I don't know, maybe five or six bristles, but these are for fine detail. Now, eventually, you know, you could see the bristles kind of bending and bowing. If I have to throw these away, I'm out 5 cents. And I could just take a new brush, just like this. This is a brand new one. And I could just, again, cut it down to, you know, a handful of bristles, and I'll have another small, fine detail brush. But these cost $1.50 for 30. And so when you ruin them, and you just throw them away. I know people, if you buy like a $20 artist brush, you're going to want to take care of it. But like the brush conditioner to preserve these expensive brushes costs like $20. You could replace the brush for 5 cents. It doesn't even make sense to even try to take care of it. All right, without further ado, here's what the project's gonna be today. These are brazers for HeroQuest. I love HeroQuest. I love the toy aspect with the furniture and the monsters and the visual aspect. So these are my technique for doing miniatures and stuff like that is you spray paint it black, and then you hit it from like the top, simulating a light source with a light gray. And so you can see it's darker from the bottom than from the top because I hit it with the light gray. Then I thinned down some silver paint, and then I just painted the metal parts. I used a bright red base coat for the fire, and then I mixed up a yellow wash to go into the fire. Now, normally with washes, you want them to be darker than the base coat. But for fire, because it's emitting light, you want the wash to be lighter than the base coat. So since I base coated the fire red, I did a yellow wash so that it soaks into the crevices and turns the red into more of an orange-red gradient. And it really reads like fire. But there's two things missing from these braziers. Number one, I need to darken up the metal. And I'm going to be using a really cool wash that I'm going to show you how to make. And then I'm going to add some embers to the fire using a gold kind of glitter paint. And that's going to add embers. So we're going to do that together. And then I just want to show you some cool examples. So here's an example of a... Okay, so this is a basically an undead, kind of a death knight guy. And all this is... And I can show you, I spray painted in black. I hit him from the top with a light gray, kind of from the top, like going down to simulate a light source. And then I hit him with a dark yellow base coat, thinned down, like a dark yellow wash. And then I hit it with a brown wash. And this is it. This is all it is. So this has been based with a zenithal highlight with a light gray to simulate a light source, and then a dark yellow wash and a dark brown wash. So it's like a four-step process, and it looks amazing. It looks like I put way more work into this miniature than I really did. It's got, you can see like the grime, the rust, the just, this is an amazing kind of thing for undead, for plague marines, anything like that. I call it the poo-poo pee-pee wash, because you're hitting it with the yellow and the brown. And I'll show you the paints I'm using. I'm not using any expensive paints. So here's the dark yellow paint I use. It's King's Gold Matte from Apple Barrel. This costs 85 cents at Walmart. So if you're buying like $20 pots of Citadel paint, just give these 85 cent craft paints a look, because you can get really good results from them just using craft paint. So this is the dark yellow, King's Gold Matte from Apple Barrel, 85 cents. And for the dark brown, I use Burnt Umber from Apple Barrel, and again, 85 cents. So with the King's Gold and the Burnt Umber, this is your poo-poo pee-pee wash. And you hit up the undead, and you get a really cool... And when the washes go into the recesses, it's still going to leave some of that light gray in the front. And you can see it's going to leave some of the black in the back. And that's okay, because the contrast of the white and the black and the browns and the yellows, it creates a really dynamic kind of look. So it looks like I could, you know, it looks like I spent all this time edge highlighting and hitting the recesses in order to achieve this grimy, dirty, undead look, when all I did was spray paint it black, hit it with a zenithal from the top with a rattle can of light gray, just a spritz, and then hit it with a dark yellow wash and a dark brown wash, let it dry. Now the base, this is a Reaper Bones miniature, by the way. So the base is plastic, and I just super glued that down, and I painted it black, and that's it. So this is what I call the poopoo pee-pee wash. This is great for undead. I just wanted to show this to you. Now there's something I want to show about this later, but actually I'll show you this now. So when it comes to things that are emitting light, instead of hitting it downward, like you're simulating the sun, start where the light is actually being emitted. So because there's a fire in this piece, this is the fireplace from HeroQuest, you could see that the brickwork is lighter around the fireplace. Like in the fireplace, it's lighter. In front of the fireplace, it's lighter. That's because I hit it from the highlight from the light source. But what I really want to show you in this piece, I used a dark gray wash for the stone, so you can see the stone looks pretty good. But I just want to show you what the embers look like. Let me see if I can. So you hit the fire with a light red base coat, and then use a yellow wash, and that creates the oranges and the shading of yellow. But then you want to use a gold sparkle paint to create the embers, and that makes the fire sparkle. And so that's what this looks like when it's done. Is this going to focus? Focus? Okay, I don't know. Anyway, so that's what the fire looks like if it focuses ever. Anyway, so that's what we're going to do with the brazier. So this is what it looks like before the glitter, when it's just the red with the yellow wash. But then you add the glitter and it adds those embers, and it looks really cool. And then also the metal work, I used my wash, which I'm going to show you how to make, which is really awesome for metallics. Anyway, so that's this. So that's just wanted to show you kind of like what the end result with the fire and all that stuff looks like. All right, without further ado, let's actually mix up these washes. So first we're going to make a dark metallic oil wash for the silver. And what we're going to do, we're not going to use black paint. We're going to use this paint. So this is also from Walmart. Now this is more expensive. This costs $4 and some change. This is from Folk Art, and it's called Black Flash Color Shift. And I don't know if this is being picked up on camera. It's a black paint that looks like gold when the light hits it. So it's kind of an oily gold. It may look like black, it may look like gold, depending on if the light is hitting it just right. But it's really cool, and this makes an excellent oil wash for metallics. Because unlike a normal oil wash, it just adds black, and it like saturates the metal. Because this is a black gold, it keeps the metallics looking metallic. It's like a black metallic. And it also adds, it makes it look like a gunmetal, as opposed to oil washes that make metallics just look dirty. This actually makes it look like a gunmetal. So now I'm going to show you how to make my little speed paints. Now we only have these four little brazers to work on, so I don't need that much. So I'm only going to use the smaller orange. And I'm going to squeeze a little bit in here. All right, that's really all I need. So I'm not using that much paint. I just put like a little squirt of the color shift paint. Now I'm going to add some 70% isopropyl alcohol. Now you can do the more concentrated alcohol, but then you're going to have to cut it with distilled water. The 70% is already diluted with distilled water, so it's fine. Now how much should you put in? You should kind of eyeball it. Like you want to do like a 1-for-1 or maybe a 2-for-1, depending on how thin you want it to be. I'm just going to give it a little splash. There you go. That's it. So that's some isopropyl alcohol. Now that's going to thin your paint, but it's not going to turn it into contrast paint. What the secret ingredient to contrast paint is dishwasher rinse aid. Now you can also find this at hobby stores called Flow Aid. I got some from Hobby Lobby and it was $8 for a tiny little bottle. This costs less than $3 from Walmart, and it's the same thing. This is Flow Aid, but it has, you know, blue food coloring in it. Who cares? You're only going to put a couple drops in anyway. So the blue food coloring isn't going to affect anything. I originally thought maybe it would, but it doesn't. It really doesn't. So we're just going to add a couple drops of the dishwasher rinse aid to our contrast paint. And that's going to help it flow into the recesses. Now I have a glass like kind of medicine dropper, but you really don't need to be that fancy. Just kind of, there you go, that's it. Just hold the bottle over it, let a few drops fall into the thing, and you're golden. All right, then we just take our little stick, and I'm just going to mix this all up. And I don't know how this is going to look on camera. I don't know if you can see the black and the gold, because again, this is a color shifting paint. You know what I'll do to show you is I'll paint on this foam, which I like to use like a piece of foam as like my painting surface, but I'll just show what I'm talking about. So I'll just get my brush nice and wet, and then I'll just paint this. So you can see maybe you can't see. So this might look black, this might look gold. I'm not sure how this is coming off on camera, but it doesn't matter. All right, so what we're gonna do is we're just gonna paint. All right, so I'm just gonna dip my brush into the wash. I'm just going to paint the metallics. Now, because this is a wash, you don't really have to worry about shading or highlighting, because if you did the Zenithal highlight properly, which means, you know, you primed it in black and then you hit it with the light gray from a different angle to simulate a light source. And as long as the base coat you put down was thin enough that it didn't simply paint over your highlighting, then that original Zenithal highlight should be able to be visible. So what's going to happen is you're going to, the colors, the parts of your model that are highlighted are going to remain highlighted. despite your washes. So it's gonna work. It's gonna look good. And I don't know if this is coming through. This is it. I'm done. It's got a nice gunmetal. It's darkened. It's a little bit more like, it looks like an oil wash, but because this is a gold color shift oil wash, it's going to not be desaturated. It's still going to look shiny and metallic-y. We're just going to do this for all the brazers. Notice I said brazers and not brazzers. That's a totally different thing. We're not going to do any brazzer related painting on this channel, despite what you might think. All right. Oh, see, I got some on the fire. That was not intentional. I'm going to try to soak that up with a little bit of maybe a paper towel. I did not want to get any of the wash on the fire, but it's not the end of the world because this is going to be wet for a while. The other thing is, you might be wondering why use isopropyl alcohol and not just water. Well, the isopropyl alcohol, it dries more evenly, and it just gets better results. I mean, give it a shot. Try doing a painting project, and instead of watering down your paints with water, try using 70% isopropyl alcohol and see if it looks better. Almost done. This is the last one, and then I'm going to clean up that fire. Okay. All right, so we're good on that. All right. I'm going to use this little cup to clean off my brush. Okay, so where was that one? Here it is. Okay, this is the one that had the, I'm just going to use water. I'm just going to clean off the stuff. All right, there we go. That was it. See, again, it's a wash. It's already wet. It's already, you know, it's fine. It's pretty easy. Just use water and like a clean brush, and you can clean off anything that you didn't want to get the wash on. All right, so that's basically done as far as the wash goes. Now what I want to show you is this is the gold glitter paint I was telling you about. We're going to put this onto the fire. So this is also from Folk Art. This is enamel glass paint gold. Now give it a shake. And instead of using like pots, I just use the cap. So if you give the bottle a little shaky shake, there's going to be paint in the cap. And you can just use that to dip your brush in. Now, you look at the paint, it doesn't look very golden. This is because it's essentially Mod Podge with glitter mixed into it. It's kind of weird, but you know, come on a journey with me, it'll be fine. Let's get a paper towel and just clean, make sure this brush is completely dry so we don't like contaminate our paints. All right, so let's make sure our brush is nice and dry and clean. Okay, we're good. All right, so this is super, super simple. We're just going to dip the brush into the glitter paint, and we're just going to slather it onto the fire. Now it's going to look awful right now because we're basically putting Mod Podge on everything, and we don't have to cover every inch of the fire. Again, we're adding embers. So the actual details, if you look at an actual campfire, like you look at a picture of a fire, not every inch of the fire is spitting out embers, but you know, if you look at the fire as a whole, you're going to see embers coming off of the fire. And if you get some gold paint on the metal, that's fine. Because again, these are embers. They're coming off the fire as it consumes the fuel. And so it's okay if a little embers get everywhere. You don't want to you don't want to just cover the whole thing. You want to focus on the fire itself. But the point is that, This is super easy. All right, that's it. We're done. All right, so we're just going to clean our brush, wipe it on the paper towel, and we're done. So that's it. And then we just put our cap back on our paint, and we are good. There's nothing left to do. So the brazers are done. They've gotten their oil wash from the Black Flash, which is going to give it a nice kind of a gunmetal gold, almost like a zinc. a zinc coating. It's really cool. I really love this paint. It's about $4 and some change. It's definitely worth it for oil washes. If you haven't tried it, like, try out this Color Shift Black Flash paint and mix up a wash, again, using 70% isopropyl alcohol and dishwasher rinse aid. Just give it a shot. Give it a shot and see if it works out for you. I think you'll be impressed. And that's it. You know, I don't have any affiliate links. This isn't sponsored or anything. I got all this crap at Walmart. So you can get the fidget popper for $1.50. You can get the brushes for $1.50. This costs about $4 and some change. I don't know how much this costs. This might be more expensive. The Folk Art is the more expensive brand, but it's got the, like, the gimmicky paints. And then again, if you want to do the poo-poo pee-pee wash, if you got some undead minis that you want to check out, I really, really like this combination, by the way. Those are the Burnt Umber and the King's Gold, both from Apple Barrel. These are only 85 cents. All right, that's it. That's kind of all I wanted to show you. And if you found this interesting, I don't know, like, is this something you guys would be interested in? I know this isn't my normal content, but it's something I like, something to kind of cleanse the palate. And again, if you want to see the final result, this is a fireplace from HeroQuest. And you can see the fire with the embers from the gold paint. Let me see if I can get the camera to focus. You can see the embers from the gold paint. And you can see the gunmetal kind of wash on the metallics, because the fireplace, it was painted silver, and then it got hit with the wash. And then I used, like, just regular silver paint to highlight these details up here. And the mirror, that is a gold paint, and the mirror itself is a different type of color shift paint. It's like a blue-purple color shift paint, which I watered down to kind of create like a mirror finish. So anyway, that's cool. So yeah, this is it. Something I thought maybe you guys would be interested in. It's something I'm interested in. Obviously, I'm still going to do my normal content, but this is something I thought was cool. And also, I've seen some recipes on how to do speed paints, and this is something that, like, I found, which is really cool. And it'll probably save you some money. If you're doing any kind of hobbying, it can get really expensive, especially if you're buying the name brand stuff like the Citadel paints, and you're buying a lot of overpriced stuff. But once you figure out, you can use Walmart paints and a fidget popper along with some isopropyl alcohol and some rinse aid to make your own contrast paint. And then you can make brushes of whatever you need out of these $1.50 30 pack of craft brushes, and then just throw them away as they get worn out. It's really not that expensive. So anyway, that's really all I have to say. Thank you for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and have a good day.